This is LA's home for the Dodgers.
Somehow makes the play.
And you're listening to Off-Season Dodger Talk.
He bobbles it, which falls face first, somehow picks it up, throws behind his back with his face in the dirt, throw to first base to Gonzalez and makes the play.
Call 866-987-2570 and talk to your host, David Massey.
Welcome to a very special Nissan Dodger Talk. Usually guys don't want to see me until April, but my guy, Jock Peterson, back in studio for the second straight year for Nissan Dodger Talk, taking your phone calls tonight until 8 o'clock. Young Jock will be here until 8 o'clock, 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Say hi, Jock, to the people so they know that you're really here.
How we doing? How we doing? Vasay, baby.
Yeah, my man. Young Jock and his beautiful girlfriend, Kelsey, who I really like. She's down to earth, and I think you have good pickings in ladies. Can I just say that?
Gracias, Vasay.
De nada, my friend. De nada. De nada. So this is a big night. Nissan Dodger Talk for the second straight off season. But this year, I feel like I can help you instead of you just helping me. Do you know how I could do that?
No, I was kind of curious when you started talking.
Well, you are a big social media guy, right?
Ooh, yeah, yes.
Why don't you tell the people your social media platforms before I let you know how I can help you? You help
what
me
do you mean,
help
my
you.
My platform.
Well, you got your Twitter, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, what is
your Twitter handle? What's your Twitter handle?
YoungJock650.
YoungJock, Y-U-N-G.
Yes. Yes.
Instagram?
The same thing. I try to keep it consistent.
Facebook Live at FanFest. You were a star with Facebook
star.
Live.
We took a selfie on the stage.
That was amazing. You seriously were the life of the party at FanFest. You got the fans going. You came out, started throwing T-shirts. You were really engaged in FanFest.
Trying to. We get a lot of support from our fans, so trying to give it back, reciprocate it.
So you had the Facebook Live going on.
Yeah, absolutely, you know.
So I didn't know you were on Facebook.
It's something new. I'm trying to get used to it.
So what's the difference between Facebook Live and the Instagram story?
I don't use the Instagram story. I think Facebook Live, it's just right now present.
Okay.
That's what the live's for, and can just show a little backstage of what you're doing, if you're doing something cool. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Dodger Talk. We might do Facebook Live here.
Are we doing Facebook Live here?
If you want to, we could do it. We could get Kelsey to hold up that Facebook Live phone for a couple of minutes. Yeah, give the people a taste of what's going on.
Backstage.
That's right. Backstage Dodgers has a new competition in L.A., and it's Young Jock's Facebook Live page.
Yeah.
All right, so this is how I'm going to help you.
Let's get to the, yeah.
This is a big night, and I'm hoping we could celebrate at the end of the show. On Twitter, you have 99,100 followers. How about if we help you get to 100,000 followers tonight?
Let's do it. I don't think you can do it.
Let's see if we could do it.
I don't think you can.
If you are not following Jock Peterson, I am hoping we can push him over the edge to 100,000 followers tonight. Young Jock, Y-U-N-G, 650, the Bay Area code. So let's show Jock how much Vasse magic I have. And push him over that 100K mark. He's still not believing it.
Still not.
All right. Anyway, last time you were here, some caller, Lance, who listens to the station a lot, called in and gave you some advice and said, hey, bro, why don't you think about hitting more doubles because it's so easy to do it. Here it is from a year ago. Here is Lance calling in Jock to give him some baseball advice. Jock's rookie season, he had 19 doubles. Last year, you did take the fans' advice and hit more doubles. Hashtag more doubles. 26 doubles last year. Do you feel like that call inspired you to get to that plateau?
unfortunately not, but I'm glad we're all on the same page and everything's trending up. So.
All right, well, this is flashback. You know, on TV they have flashbacks like Family Guy.
Yeah.
There's cutaways. So here we go.
I'd love it if you could. Dave's going to want to mute me. But if you could maybe go for more doubles, you know, use both your speed and your power. Maybe shove the ball around the field a little bit. What
do you think?
Yeah, Jock. Yeah, that'd be a great idea. I wish I could hit a double every time. I'm going to go for that, though.
So I'm sure that left
a lasting
impact on you. And you actually called out Lance Anderson, who actually makes keychains that say, hashtag more doubles. And so he should be calling in shortly,
yeah,
I'm
Lance,
sure.
If we don't hear from you, we're going to have problems.
What advice do you think he could help you with this time around?
That's up to him. You know, he's the coach, so.
Yeah, Coach Lance. We'll call him that when he calls in. So this offseason, I feel like very honored that this might be your last tour stop on the great offseason of Jock Peterson. You held a baseball camp out there in Hawaii with Corey Seager. You invited him out there. What was that about, and what was it benefiting?
Yeah, my high school coach is Hawaiian, and he asked me if I wanted to do a camp to raise awareness for the Kamuatu brothers. If you heard the story, his brother played for the Steelers, and one played for the Ravens in the NFL for 7 and 10 years, and one of them had a kidney failure, and his brother ended up donating his kidney to the younger brother. And now they're raising money for people in Hawaii to, you know, get opportunities at education and just sports and just stuff like that.
That's great.
So, yeah, we raised a lot of good money out there and got to also spend a nice vacation. So got a little bit of both worlds.
You're giving back. See, those
exactly.
that get something back as well.
Yes.
And so this leads me to my other question. And by the way, those Team Jock t-shirts at the baseball camp.
You like that?
I really like those.
Yeah, we're going to need to get you one.
I was thinking about signing up for the camp next year just to get a show up with the kids. I just want that t-shirt. Get out of the way, you little runt. I'm here to play baseball with Jock Peterson. Team Jock. All right, so this leads me to my other question as far as you videotaped yourself running out of the beach, out of the water in Hawaii with what looked like a conch. What was that? You were like Motivation Mondays. You were running out there with like a big shell out of the ocean.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a shell. It was a pretty heavy rock.
It didn't look that heavy.
but, yeah, like I said, my high school coach – he trains some guys out there, and a kid I went to high school is getting ready for to try to sign with a pro ball team. So he came out to work out with him, and he said, "Hey, Jockey, 6 a.m. tomorrow, come meet me out on the beach." And I was like, "Oh man, all right, fine. One time, I'll come out there." And next thing you know, I'm under the water running with this rock through the water, and he said, "Yeah, that's how us Hawaiians train, brada."
So, wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was just like a cute little vacation video.
Yeah, I wish. No, we were out there 6 to 7 just all doing crazy things.
So can we expect to see you in Manhattan Beach at 6 a.m. Running underneath the water and doing the same thing?
Would
you
not at all.
Incorporate that?
I need a wetsuit. It's a little chilly.
But going back to the Motivation Monday, I'm curious to know the story behind what you and Adrian Gonzalez have as far as the competition every Monday. No matter where you guys are, he might be in the mountains with his kids, snowboarding, doing whatever. You guys went viral and showed each other how hard each was working during the off season. Where did that start?
Adrian's the big jokester, and he's always messing around. So, I mean, I was, I don't know, kind of probably just making fun of him or something.
Yeah.
And then he did it back, and then it's just been kind of going back and forth ever since. So it's all fun and games, and we're just enjoying it, trying to keep the fans involved because we, like I said, we appreciate the coming to play in front of 50,000 people every night. So it's a special thing that we have as the Dodgers, and we're just trying to give back a little bit in the offseason.
Yeah, I actually told Logan Forsythe at FanFest, the 29,000 people at FanFest were more than he ever played in front of in Tampa Bay. It's true. Nobody, 29,000 people. We were there last year. You played in front of that crowd. There was like 6,000 tops there for the Dodgers in Tampa Bay. Am I lying? No, come on.
It's, you know,
there
like
were more
I said,
devil rays in that fish tank than there were people in the stands.
We're lucky to play for the Dodgers and have such a great fan base. So
Jock Peterson is in studio all night long. Well, until 8 o'clock.
Yeah, until 8. Not all night. That's 8.
you don't. We're closing up, but you don't have to go home. You just can't stay here. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. All right. Before I close out the baseball talk here, I'm just curious to know, how were you different and how did you find yourself last year compared to your rookie season? Did you feel like you had a little bit more footing in the season than you did the year before?
Yeah, I think it's just part of maturing and growth and understanding what it's like to be in the big leagues and understanding that you belong up there. It's something you dream about as a kid, so it takes a little bit of time to adjust. But, yeah, I think the more time you get, the more time you can slow it down and just be yourself and, you know, let your ability take over. And I'm still working on different aspects to continue to let my ability take over. But it's just growing pains and it's part of the process.
I kind of feel bad for you guys. I always tell these top prospects that we see that comes up through the Dodger system, you know, all we see is their picture and their stats. You don't really know the person. And it always seems like when you're in the position that you are, like Seager, like Willie Calhoun and Cody Bellinger will be, and it just seems like because of that hype now with the internet, it just seems like nobody's satisfied with what you're doing. I'm sure there's a lot of teams out there that would want a center fielder that played the defense you did, plus hit 25 home runs, plus have an OPS of 847, yet it just seems like people always want more from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's part of the business is that there's always something you can improve on, and you just have to learn to stay within yourself and go out there and compete. You always want to get better, and yeah, so, I mean, you can just never be satisfied, but you're right. They always want more if you...
You could hit 40 home runs next year,
yeah, and then
somebody would find something wrong.
You didn't steal enough bases. You didn't do this. You're overweight. Your first to thirds are too slow.
Yeah.
You know, you could... If you're looking for a negative thing about a player, you'll find one. It's easy enough. You know, no one's perfect. And you just I mean, if there's not people hating on you, then you're not doing something right.
Yeah, so. Haters going to hate, Jock. I know how that is. Everybody hating on Vasse, man. I know what you're feeling, man. A lot of critics on Vasse, Jock. All right, we're going to take a quick time out here, give Jock a breather. The phone lines are filling up, but we have a few lines open at 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Jock Peterson in studio on Dodger Talk, taking your phone calls until 8 o'clock on AM 570 LA Sports.
This is the home of the Dodgers.
Call us, tweet us, tag us. It's 866-987-2570 or hashtag Dodger Talk.
I need you right now.
Don't let me down, Jock. Don't let me down. David Vasse in studio with Jock Peterson taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. I feel like this song I heard for the first time on the Dodger team playing because DJ Jock Peterson is always on the cutting edge of the pop music charts, right? You took the baton from Van Slyke when he went down.
Well, no. I mean, I had to carry the speaker, but I wasn't playing the music.
I felt like you were.
No, I was just handling the hardware, and people had the technology.
You guys had Haley Seinfeld playing on that plane before I ever heard her on Kiss FM.
Yeah, well, we always have the good stuff first, but that just doesn't mean it was mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Van Slyke the guy, though? I was trying to get that out of him at FanFest, but he was playing very humble.
You know, Van Slyke is the man. He's always in charge of the music. He's on top of his game. I give him props.
And he knows the crowd. Like, he knows who needs their music when they need their music.
Exactly. He's got good feel of what needs to happen.
Who would you say has the worst taste of music on the team? Like, when they put on their music, you're like, can you please just stop that?
Yeah, I mean, anyone who has headphones and it's extremely loud and you can hear it outside of the headphones, it's like, dude, I don't care what you're listening to, but turn it down. Like, no one, you have a speaker, all right, cool, everyone can hear, but if you can just hear, like, some of it
because
it's on too loud, it's like, man, easy. Yeah, your eardrums don't need that.
That bugs me, too. 866-987-2570, pound blue. For our AT&T subscribers, let's go out to the phones because the fans want to talk to Jock Peterson, and we're trying to get him to the 100,000 mark on Twitter, so follow him at YoungJock650. Let's go out to Pasadena. Leslie, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with Jock Peterson.
Hey, Jock, how's it going?
Going awesome. How's it going with you?
Great, thanks. It was wonderful seeing you at FanFest with my son. He was too shy to say hello, but I just wanted to tell you, your dogs are adorable. And my question for you is, who's got the better golf game, you or Puig?
I think Puig had me beat. I don't think I hit a ball the whole day besides on the putting. So my short game was nice, though. I made some good putts, but yeah, I'd give it to Puig.
Yeah, so that was at Justin Turner's golf tournament on Monday, right?
Yeah, that was a really good event JT put on.
Nicer golf course than the year before out at Sherwood.
Sherwood is beautiful. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, and you brought your dogs out there, too, I heard.
Yep.
I heard they were fertilizing the golf course quite a bit.
Dogs in the park, bark in the park.
Yeah, Sherwood. That's what you thought it was. You're like the only guy that could get away with that. They would kick you off in a second if you were riding solo. If I was out there with my dogs, which I don't have any, but if I had dogs, they would be upset with me. So you have, how many dogs do you have, one or two?
Like one and a half.
What's the other half?
It's a French bulldog. It's like mine, but my mom loves him so much, so my mom wants to take care of him, so my mom thinks it's hers, and it's in NorCal right now, so mom's winning, I'm losing. Mom one, dog zero.
So what's the dog's, the French bulldog's name?
Tank.
Tank.
Yeah.
I like it. What's your dog's name?
Blue.
Blue. You're my boy, Blue. Is that where you came up with Blue, or is it Dodger Blue, or what?
No. My girlfriend Kelsey went to Duke, and they're the Blue Devils,
yeah.
And Dodgers are blue, so it kind of...
She's so humble. I can't believe she went to Duke. They're usually very arrogant at Duke. She's so nice. Can't believe it.
She's the only... And I guess I know Jake Lemmerman. He went to Duke, too, but... There's some nice people to come out and do. Okay.
Leitner? Leitner's not one of them.
Don't know who that is.
Christian Leitner. Come on, the guy that made the big shots in the 90s? You're too young.
Too young.
Too young, man. Know the history of the game, Jock. Know the history of college basketball. Let's go out to Felipe in L.A. You're on with Jock Peterson. What's up, Felipe?
Hello, Jock. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I just want to ask you, what are your goals for this year?
My goals for this year is to win a World Series, bring a title back home to L.A. where it is well-deserved.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are a better team than you were a year ago with just the experience of being together another year. And also, too, Logan Forsyth, he's going to make a big impact for you guys.
Yeah, I think Logan is a gamer, and he's going to fit in perfect. You had Rich Hill, JT, and Kenley signing back. Those are huge assets. And then, I think today...
We might have Romo. It's not official. It's pending a physical. You know how that goes.
Yeah, so... Hopefully,
you're allowed to talk. You're allowed to say his name.
So hopefully he's healthy and add to the end of the bullpen. You know, he's someone who's closed out a big league, a World Series. So, he can pitch in big-time situations to give Kenley a little assistance. And
how nasty is his slider?
It's pretty good, you know.
Is it as nasty as they say?
To righties, it's extremely nasty, but to lefties, he doesn't really throw as many. He throws but against righties, he's one of the best. So
I would advise Dave Roberts not to allow him to face lefties. Mix and match. Romo only against righties. Bruce Bochy did not find that out in time enough because he was asleep at the switch. Best years, by the way, of Bruce Bochy behind him, Jock. I've declared that earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was a little, I don't know what he was doing with that bullpen last year. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. All right. He is back. Lance Anderson, who did call in last year and advised Jock Peterson to hit more doubles. So, Lance, you're back on for another year. Do you have more advice for Jock Peterson?
Well, I'm crushed that I wasn't the reason that you hit more doubles, Jock. I'm just crushed that that's not the case. But I did hear some reporting from David Vassay himself that you were hitting pepper early in the season, which implies that there is some level of bat control that you guys were working on, which does, of course, lead to more doubles. Is that true?
Yeah, we were playing pepper at the start of the year. That's correct information.
Thank you.
From Bassay.
Thank you, John.
He wouldn't lead you in the wrong direction.
That's right. Lance, thank you for the phone call. Your call this year was not as good as last year. You swung and missed. I got some advice for you. You swung and missed tonight against Jock Peterson. He got a little nervous. I think he thought you might scream at him, Jock. But, hey, send those keychains. We like those keychains. Let's go out to Long Beach. Ray Craig. This guy's a longtime sports talk radio listener, Jock. Good guy. Craig, what's up?
What's happening, Dave? What's happening, Jock? How you guys doing?
Yo, what up?
We're hanging, man.
It's all happening, baby. It's all happening. So, hey, Dave, real quick, who did we ink today? Is pending physical here?
You were very close to signing, actually, the Dodgers. I shouldn't speak French. The Dodgers are close to signing Sergio Romo.
Okay. Another.
You like that, Craig?
Specialist.
Jock likes that.
It's a Giant, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
But if he gets Giants out with the Dodgers, I think you'll like him.
I can live with that.
All right.
I can live with that.
Buster Posey, Hunter Penn.
That's right.
Wanted to know, I know it's probably not the most diplomatic of questions, but I want to know your preference, because obviously you're going to be the center fielder for a while, and you got a great glove, man. Love your defense out there. And who would you prefer to have in left and right field?
Ooh, he wants you to write out the lineup.
Yeah, the lineup. I leave that for Doc. You know, whoever he puts out there, if I'm out there, I'm lucky enough to be out there with whoever's out there.
Craig, I'll tell you who we want. We want Andre Ethier in left field.
That's who I'd prefer.
And if the Dodgers are going good, then Yasiel Puig starting in right field next to Jock.
That's exactly what I would say to you, David.
But if he's not, I want Andrew McCutchen playing right field by July 31st.
That wouldn't be too bad either.
All right, Jock's just sitting back here. Sorry to be uncomfortable. See, a lot of trade talk goes on, a lot of pseudo-managers call in, Jock. That's the nature of post-game shows. So one night you go 4 for 4, you're going to be in the lineup every night. You go 0 for 4, people don't want you playing for another week.
So the way it goes, try to get those hits.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not.
One a day, keep the doctor away.
I've never heard that same before. I'm sure you're not that reactionary with your Golden State Warriors, right? If Clay or Steph miss like a bunch of threes, like when Steph was missing a lot of threes earlier in the year, you weren't calling for his benching where you were to be traded.
No, not at all. I understand how difficult the game is. It looks, I mean, we make it look pretty easy, but it's definitely not. And everyone goes through some tough patches. And for the fans that boo you, when you're going through tough patches, thanks.
Yeah, motivates you, right?
Yeah. Those are part of the same fans we don't sign for. But the fans that are helping you through some tough times or cheering you on, you know, that's what we definitely appreciate, because it's not easy and there's a lot of pressure. And if you've done it once before, you could do it again. So if you've been great, then you have the ability to be great, you know. But the negative cheering is not it's not helpful or effective. So if you think you're being cool, you're really not.
Swing and miss like Lance tonight.
Yeah, that's big. That's like getting released. if home fan boos you and it's like, all right, well, smell ya.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing for that guy.
Jock Peterson in studio until 8 o'clock. Yeah, stop the booing, guys. I would say Dodger Stadium, though, for the most part, there's not much to boo about since you guys have won 4 straight NLS championships. So I think everything's been pretty good for you guys the last 4 years. The two guys I wanted to ask you about, and especially one that nobody is really talking about, he just signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, J.P. Howell. Your locker was across from his. How much are you guys going to miss just him being around every day, and especially your relief pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, J.P. is one of the best teammates you could ever have. I shot him a text when I saw that he signed with the Blue Jays, and just thanks for treating me awesomely, you know what I mean? And when I was younger, and he's had so much time in this league to just treat me normal, you know, as a and he respected me, and I really appreciate it. So, JP, you're my guy, and we're going to miss you in L.A.
One of the most funny guys on the team, right?
The funniest and the realest, so.
Yeah, you were lucky enough to be close to two of the funniest and most real players, Carl Crawford and J.P. Howell, right?
Yep.
How about Chase Utley? There's still a chance that the door is open a crack for him maybe to come back as you knock over our mic. No problem, Jock. If you break it, you pay for it, Jock, okay?
That's why we can't have nice things about that.
Jock, Chase Utley, did you ever have any interactions with him? Did he ever scare you at any point when you were playing with him the last year and a half? Did he ever get nose to nose with you?
Yeah, maybe once, but it only takes about one time with Chase. Yeah. He's the most well-respected player I've ever played with, I've ever seen, and anyone's ever talked about. He kind of does everything the right way. He never shows emotions, really good or bad, but he stays even-keeled. He's the leader. He was the leader of our team. I believe he changed the culture of our clubhouse in the right direction, and as you can see, the way that we're gritty towards him, you know, that's, I put a lot of that towards Chase and how he's always studying film, looking for advantage, you know, on defense, on offense. So Chase is a unbelievable teammate, unbelievable player, and it'd be awesome to have him back.
If he's not back, do you think you guys can take from what he taught you the last year and the attitude and the preparation that he showed by example, can you guys carry that with you without him?
We're going to have to. You know, there's no excuses. You know what I mean? There's mm-hmm. So
you guys kind of
got to find a way, you know. I mean, obviously it would be easier with him there because he is such a presence in the locker room and everyone looks up to him. But that's not – it's not up to us, and it's not like – yeah, so you're right. We'll have to find a way to continue to get the culture and the way the team plays going in the right direction.
Can you explain to us the Justin Turner effect? I've tried to explain it on the air when they say leader, one of the leaders. I think he's just a guy that is very inclusive. He doesn't really keep anybody out of the loop in the clubhouse or even on the streets. He just seems to be a guy that wants to include everybody on the team. Is that what draws a lot of people to him and listen to him? What is it about Justin Turner that is one of the voices that is the loudest in the clubhouse as far as demanding people's attention?
JT is a huge asset, and he comes in, he takes care of his business, he has all his business in order, which allows him to speak out, and you know what I mean? You got to have your house in order before you start telling other people. So, you know, he's driving in runs, he's playing great defense, he's doing everything he can do, and he's looking out for others now and giving us advice, so we can get to where he's at in producing at the level that he was producing. Just always being helpful, trying to help guys on the team, looking at their film, looking at, like, just to try to help us, you know, not just worried about, he's not selfish, he's all about the team, and when you have a guy who's all about the team, that makes a great teammate. Then you have a guy who's driving in the runs and hitting the homers and playing the great defense, that makes a great player. So if you combine both of those, that's essentially a leader, you know? So, and it's hard to find that. There's a lot of great players that might be selfish, and there's a lot of players that aren't great but are great teammates. So when you get both, like JT, we're lucky to have him. Chase Utley, the same way. Mm-hmm. Adrian, the same, you know what I mean? So
yeah. Jock Peterson is in studio with us until 8 o'clock, taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570, pound blue. For our AT&T subscribers, oh, yeah. Who are you whistling at? You whistling at me, Jock? Jock, you whistling at me? Hey, you talk about leadership. You know, I was surprised. You know, Willie Calhoun, one of the Dodgers' top prospects, started following me on Twitter, which, by the way, we're trying to get Jock to 100,000 followers tonight. He actually sent out a tweet to you saying that you had some conversation with him of encouragement. Can you fill us in on that? And what made you reach out to him? How do you know him? Or did he call you? How did that all play out?
Willie Calhoun's from the Bay Area, and one of my friends knew him well. And I brought him out to L.A. Last offseason, I believe. He stayed with me a few days, him and a guy I've known since we were 7 or 8 who plays with the A's. And we worked out. I brought him to the field, just showed him around, hit with the hitting coach I work with, and just kind of try to make him feel comfortable, as people have done for me. And, you know, so I guess we've kind of built a relationship since then, stayed in touch, and he's excelled through them, and, you know, kind of.
He can rake, I hear.
Yeah, going on the fast track through the minor leagues, and it's cool to see that.
Yeah. Willie Calhoun sent out a tweet last week just thanking Jock Peterson for kind of taking him under his wing and just giving him some time to be a sounding board and give some advice. 866-987-2570. We're going to take another time out. When we come back, more of your phone calls. I know you guys are waiting to talk to Jock. Phone lines are filling up, and thank you for holding. We'll be back with Jock Peterson on Nissan Dodger Talk on AM570 LA Sports.
This is the home of the Dodgers.
Call us, tweet us, tag us. It's 866-987-2570 or hashtag Dodger Talk.
Jock Peterson, the man of the people. Facebook Live, Twitter, at YoungJock650. Instagram, YoungJock650, plus FaceTimes with close personal friends during the break. You are a man of the people, Jock Peterson. This is Nissan Dodger Talk, David Vasse, and yes, Dodger center fielder Jock Peterson in studio for another 20 minutes right here on AM570 LA Sports. Jock taking your phone calls, and we are trying to get him to 100,000 followers, which... I don't know. You can look at it two ways. Either you listening right now already follow Jock, which I like to believe, or there's not that many of you listening right now. I like to believe that the first one is true. Let's go out to Fresno. Rigo. That's close to the Bay Area, halfway to the Bay Area. Fresno. What's up, Rigo?
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Doing great. What's your question for Jock Peterson?
What's up, Jock? How you doing?
All right, Jock, your mic's on now. Test.
There he is.
I got to see Jock play here against the Grizzlies when he was with Albuquerque. Pretty
yes,
cool.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to see what you say about Sergio Romo going to the, or it looks like they're kicking the tires on him.
Yeah, but it's looking like there might be a pending physical, Rigo, so we'll see what happens with that. Let's go out to Upland. Brian, what's your question for Jock Peterson?
Yes, how are you doing, DV and Jock?
We're doing great. We're having a party here in the station.
Hey, awesome. I heard all the other callers, and so I altered my question, but I know the goal is for a World Series. But, hey, Jock, what have you done to improve yourself even more to make yourself better to the Dodgers? And what do you think of the acquisitions of the two Gingers, Kenley, and also the Bishop?
The two Gingers are Justin Turner and Logan Forsythe, so...
Got it.
Yeah.
So I made a little few minor hitting adjustments that hopefully made my path better, put my posture in a better position, so I'm able to hit more doubles.
more awesome. Doubles.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I think that's my biggest adjustments this offseason have definitely been hitting and towards that aspect, so that my goal is to play every day, you know, lefties, righties, doesn't matter, inning, doesn't matter. So that's what I'm working towards. And the signing them back, the second question, is huge. I mean, those are some all-stars right there, and that we could use all of them. So Logan Forsythe is going to be a huge right-handed bat that we need in the middle of the order.
He's actually going to lead off, Jock.
That's why I don't make the lineup. That's awesome. I mean,
Jock would have Logan hitting cleanup.
20 homers. Yeah. I just saw how many homers he hit. I didn't know where he batted.
Yeah. Can you believe he actually has a higher OPS against lefties the last 3 years than any of you guys in the lineup? Any other guy in the Dodgers starting lineup? 818, big guy.
Yeah. Well, we just aren't very good against lefties.
Well, that will change this year.
So
you were actually pretty good against lefties the last month of the season when you got into a rhythm facing them and you had that face guard going.
Ooh, yeah, I need that again. So
face guard staying?
Alex Torres Holmes, I need the another one for spring training. Him and Pepes.
Why can't you just carry the same one from last year? They don't save that.
I don't
that
even know where it is. I mean, I don't even know if we're going with the matte blue helmets again.
Ooh.
I mean, we're spoiled. We get all new stuff, so
yeah.
All that stuff.
Fresh.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
So what do you do with your equipment? They just keep it?
Helmets, that's a good question. I don't know about helmets, but I get a lot of extra equipment at the end of the year, and I give it to people who, friends or people who are playing that minor leaguers don't get as much equipment, so kind of help them out. When I was in high school, this guy, John Baker, he played for the Marlins at the time. My babysitter went to Cal with him, and he was in the big leagues, and he texted him, like, I was getting ready for the area codes, like these workouts and all these pre-draft workouts. Texted him, hey, like, my old kid I used to babysit's, like, kind of good at baseball. Can you send him some wood bats? And he sent me 12 wood bats. I had, like, Hanley Ramirez, Cody Ross, some Bakers, Jorge Cantu, and it was, like, the coolest thing ever. So I kind of took that and tried to help some kids out and surprise them. So
nice. Pay it forward.
Yeah.
So your babysitter dated John Baker, and she delivered the bats. That's what I gathered.
Sure, you can. That's a good gather. Good gather. But yeah, so I've gave some bats to some people, some gloves, cleats, all the good stuff to help.
It's funny that you're giving away bats, because from what I understand from other players, you don't have your own bat.
What do you mean?
You borrow a lot of other people's bats.
Yeah, that means I got a lot of my own bats I can give away.
Do you think you'll stick with one bat this year, or will it be
0%?
0%.
Well, hopefully 100%, but it's either 100 or zero. So.
Which player's bat did you like using the most?
Kike Hernandez.
Kike's.
Yeah, he had
convenient it. Because he's your locker mate. You could just steal it out of his
when
locker.
When he's not looking, I just thanks Kike. But yeah, he was swinging a Chandler CC-13. I never swung it before, and then I wasn't doing so well, so I said, hey, Kike, let me see that thing. You're not using it. I put a lizard skin on it, and then I got like 3 hits, and I said, hey, you got any more of those? Bring them in. And then I kept raking, and then I ordered more, and then so hopefully that's the only – I ordered – that's all I ordered. Normally my order is like a few different models, a few different bats. I just went all Chandler.
So that's how you mark CC your territory. You put your lizard grip on it, and it's Jock Peterson's after that.
Yeah, we got little name tags on the stickers on the bottom that are pretty show, but
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Pretty 31s.
Yeah.
All right, we have a longtime listener and a person that calls in a lot, Jock, on the line, and she's freaking out and wants to talk to you. She missed you last year. So let's go out to Isabel in Buena Park. I was supposed to do Dodger Talk from the Shakies in Buena Park, but we couldn't make it happen this year. So, Isabel, this is my makeup gift to you, Jock Peterson.
Oh, hey, Jock. How are you?
So good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. First of all, well, the guy just answered my question when you do prove yourself this year. But anyway, I just want to know, did you have any memory of Vince Scully? I know you didn't grow up here. And what do you guys think how the team going to look this year? And did try again at the championship. I've been waiting for 29 years. So anyway, but I'm a huge Dodger fan. I love you guys. I listen to every game. And so anyway,
uh-huh.
Thank you, David. Bye, Josh.
All right, thanks, Izzy.
Right on. Yeah, Vince Scully's the best. So I was very fortunate to play in front of and have Vince Scully call my games.
You went up to the booth, right?
Yeah, yes, I did, and I was, you know, he's first class man, and you know, it was awesome. Vince Scully's unbelievable.
Did your dad, Big Bad Stu Peterson, ever talk to Vince Scully when he was in camp with the Dodgers?
I'd never asked that question. That would be a good question to ask.
Yeah, save it for, you know, a family gathering, dinner table. Yeah. Maybe some awkward table. Silence, you know, after the Warriors get knocked out.
That's unlikely.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true. Since
you saw what they did to the Clippers.
Oh, well, they only have an all-star team. I mean,
when you're good, you're good.
Okay.
Hey, haters are going to hate. That's what you said earlier in the show.
Yes. Well, I think people are hating on Kevin Durant for going to the best team. Why not just stay with the Thunder, who you almost beat the Warriors, and try to beat them instead of joining a super team? Seriously, from an athlete standpoint, what do you think went through his mind? Does that mean he doesn't want to compete by going to a team and making things a lot easier for not only himself, but everybody else on that team?
You can see a lot of teams that have the best, highest payroll, the best team on paper, and that doesn't make a good team. I think what makes the Warriors special is Steve Kerr and, you know, how he keeps them in line and gets them to pass the ball. And, I mean, if you have a good team on paper, it means really nothing. You know, we've had the best team on paper as the Dodgers, and we haven't done anything. We've made it to the playoffs, but not, you know, haven't brought home any rings.
But basketball's different. One guy makes a huge difference. Baseball, one guy does not make a huge difference.
You're right. Yeah, basketball that can happen.
Just stop with your Warriors propaganda.
No,
I did not bring you in here for Warriors propaganda.
Kevin Durant is, he just wanted to win a.
Have you met him yet? Have you met him yet?
I have not met him. No.
How bad was that Blake Griffin dunk yesterday?
Yeah, that's going to be on a poster here shortly.
Who's your favorite Warrior still? Is it Clay?
Yeah, probably Clay. Clay's running away with it. He's a good guy, so I like Clay. Steph's amazing.
How'd you like living with his brother last year? What's Trace and Corey like living with? Did they force you out of the house because you moved out? So
no, I forced them out of the house.
You forced them out?
Yeah, I kicked them out.
Okay.
No, yeah, they're both awesome. Trace is a cool, cool dude.
He doesn't seem like he'd be a bad roommate.
No, he's one of the best. Real quiet, helpful, nice.
Who's the messiest?
Probably me. I don't know.
Actually, I did hear that. Corey actually told me you were pretty messy.
Yeah. So.
All right. Who'd you have clean up? Who's the guy that's the Mr. Tidy and anal about keeping things nice and tidy?
Alex Wood,
that's right.
He might have a cleaner come in when we're on the road. Like, he was injured, and he wouldn't travel. So we were on the road. He's like, hey, we're getting a cleaner. You guys want to pay for the house to get cleaned? And it's like, dude, we're not even living in the house. Like, I don't know what you're doing, throwing parties or whatever, but how'd the house get so dirty after we left? Throwing pool parties or something.
I forgot about that. Alex Wood, the forgotten roommate.
Yeah.
All right, we should talk to him and see what he has to say. Let's go out to Angel in West Covina. You're on with Jock Peterson.
Hey, Jock, good to talk to you. I was just wondering, what have you been doing in the offseason to improve or your batting?
Somebody asked that already, Angel. Do you have another question?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry.
All right, what else do you want to say? You have anything else?
Yeah.
As far as conditioning, anything different?
He's running in the ocean, right?
I've been doing
seashells.
Seashells, this thing called Pilates. It's kind of like
we've heard of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Pilates is not something that's unique to you. Ever heard of yoga? I've been doing yoga.
It's new to me.
Too.
I just started this off season, try to strengthen some of the small muscles, my core. I'm not a big fan of yoga. So, Pilates has been cool. I've been going 3 days a week.
You went to Arizona to work out with Ethier, too, right?
I did, yes, correct.
For a week. That was enough.
That's all I lasted, yeah, with Andre.
Yeah, I saw your video. You said put more weight. He wasn't putting enough weight on for you.
Hey, why don't they have machines that can hold me in the weight room?
Exactly.
Unbelievable, that's it.
You've got to put more than 30 pounds on the machine. Let's go out to
Garden. I needed Andre to stand on it.
Exactly right. He likes to eat. Let's go out to Gardena. Manny, you're on with Jock Peterson. Hi, Manny.
Hey, what's up, Count? Hey, first off, Jock, man, I just want to say that us Dodger fans, we really appreciate the grit that you come with. You're always hustling. You play ball the right way. To me, you're like a throwback from the 50s and 60s. You know, the mop top, the confident attitude, and just, hey, man, I love everything about it. My question to you is, how the hell is your brother Champ doing? Because Dodger fans love him. Hey, man. Just keep up the good work, brother, and we're always going to cheer for you. Anybody cheering for you ain't a Dodger fan.
You said it.
F them.
You said it.
Go Dodgers, baby.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Manny.
Yeah, Big C. Champ's good. He's he works at Apple over in Palo Alto, you know, living the dream. But he's a bigger celebrity than me at Dodger Stadium. He can't go anywhere without people stopping him to take pictures and he loves it. So if you see Big C at a game, make sure you stop him, take a picture, get an autograph. He loves you guys. So
he's an inspiration to a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
I think people just see the way he lives his life and just has so much joy
all the time
in his life. Yeah. And you can see the effect he has when he comes in the clubhouse on all the guy on your teammates too.
Yeah. No, he's a special human that can bring happiness out of basically anyone.
And Jock likes that he works at Apple because he gets discounts. So that's why he's encouraging Champ to stick with Apple, right?
Yeah, stick with Apple. And, yeah, the iPhone 8 and the Apple Watch 3, I need all those, Champ.
Champ, don't change jobs until after I get all those.
Yeah, hook me up first, Big C. Need that.
Let's go out to Jersey. Mitch, you're our last caller with Jock Peterson tonight.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. You kind of remind me of Rick Monday. I know he's an old guy, born way before your time. Maybe Todd Hollins was, but I expect.
He actually
no pressure
knows
now, of course. No, no pressure.
What's your question for him tonight, Jock? I mean, Mitch, for Jock.
Okay. Will I see a start off of you, Trey, and Puig?
That's a great outfield. I love that. That's a good. You bring a good attitude, Mitch.
Thanks for the phone call, Mitch. I love how everybody wants you to write out the lineup for Dave Roberts. The center fielder is the captain, but he doesn't decide who's playing on his left and right side. All right, this is the biggest question of the night. You got to go to the Jerry Palace in Dallas.
Ooh.
To watch the Packers and Cowboys. It is Super Bowl Sunday.
Ooh.
Who you got in the Super Bowl, Jock? Is it the Falcons, the Dirty Birds, or is it the Patriots and Tom Brady, your guy from Palo Alto?
Yeah, he's special. He's really, really good. But I would like to see the Falcons win. I believe Tom Brady's going to win because it's Tom and Belichick. They're laser focused and aren't going to make a mistake. But it would be nice to see Matt Ryan and Julio Jones do something.
I think America is rooting for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see the Patriots.
They're so good that it's cool, you know, but it's like people are tired of seeing him in the Super Bowl.
Does Brady ever
hate him because of it? But I would like to see the Falcons win.
Does Brady ever come back to NoCal?
For no reason.
No
why?
Reason. Why not? You go back. You give back to the people.
Oh, for the people. I thought you meant to the Niners or the
Raiders. No. He's not going back there. But
yeah.
Just to stay grounded. Go back to where his family's at.
Yeah. I don't even know where he lives.
I think he wants it that way. I don't think he wants you to know where.
Yeah, I haven't seen Gazelle in the Bay Area, so.
Oh, yeah. You would remember that.
Yeah,
and you're a Niner
fan,
too.
Maybe he should come back to the Bay.
You're a Niner fan, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What about?
About the Niners and being a Niner fan.
They're going to get a good draft pick, and it's all going uphill.
Have they fired their coach and GM already? The season hasn't even started. Ever since you guys lost Harbaugh, it was over for you.
I agree. Harbaugh is, I think, one of the best football coaches besides Bill Belichick. But I think Harbaugh is – I mean, look how he changes programs around.
Yeah, it was over. You guys lost it, and that's why the Raiders – are the king of the Bay now. That is the NFL team of the Bay Area, the
Derek
Oakland
Carr.
Raiders. Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, he's a big Kobe Bryant fan. All right.
Kobe's a good guy.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Hey, music, just in time. Jock, thanks a lot for coming in studio on a Friday night.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Friday night,
this is big date night. Yeah, we're still on.
We're still on.
Big date night.
Friday night.
Hey,
if you want to take your girl out to dinner, tonight's the night to do it. Valentine's. Vasse told me, limited menu, worst service. Friday night, treat your girl like a Valentine every night.
That's right.
How you live.
That's right. That's why you're still together. I'm giving you tips all the time.
That's right.
This is how you want to impress her. You want to bring her to a big radio show like Dodger Talk. Right?
First class.
Speechless. Speechless,
first
I know.
Class.
Ronnie Fascio, thanks for your help tonight. Appreciate it. Jock, really, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it. And you could podcast any of this show at AM570 LA Sports. Have a great night, everybody, and a great weekend. Go Falcons. See ya. Like another perfect day.